This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Jody Hildebrandt, she's about to be featured along with Ruby Frankie on The Curious Case Of. If you've not seen that yet, it is on Investigation Discovery and also Max, you know, HBO thing. This is an interesting angle on this because this is going to get more into what the lawsuit is that we've just heard about, basically accusing them of all these other things beyond just what's going on with their kids. But how was Connections Academy practiced in real life, and what sort of effects did it have on the people that had signed up for this? Have you seen any of the interviews? They've been coming out. There's been some real vocal folks in the last year who've jumped on social media or to anybody who will listen, telling their stories of what it was like being a part of that program. Have you heard any of that?
I've heard some of it, and including a little bit of what's in this trailer that we're going to play. Mm-hmm. I can't believe... I guess, you know, I'm not victim blaming here, but I want to stress that if somebody asked you to do something and your red flags start flapping in the wind, you need to go, I'm not comfortable with this.
And what I think happened, because a lot of the people who are testifying in the video or in this new episode of The Curious Case Of, and what people have been talking about is, it's not so much, maybe there will be some, but it's not even so much the people who subscribed to the belief system of Jody, because there's some people who still run and live by this. It's the husbands, it's the children, it's all the people that person who aligned with Jody then started basically becoming Jody and living out Jody's, you know, belief system to their family. It's those people that were victimized by their own family member who didn't have those red flags, who thought, yeah, this is great, like a kindred spirit with Jody. And I'm sure if you're a fairly narcissistic person, you probably find a kindred spirit with somebody like Jody Hildebrandt. And it's the damage that was done after that is so shocking. And we'll take a look at that trailer in just a little bit. Before we keep going, be sure to press subscribe wherever you are watching this. So if you're on YouTube, be sure to press the subscribe button so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and so many other cases. If you're on the podcast, wherever you are getting your podcast, please do press that subscribe button so you don't miss our updates. Jody Hildebrandt, of course, a disgraced Mormon therapist sentenced to 4 to 30 years in prison for child abuse and was once a trusted counselor who claimed to help couples heal. However, a chilling new documentary reveals how she manipulated her clients, particularly women, into turning against their husbands, often leaving them with destroyed marriages and shattered reputations. Before forming an alliance with fellow convicted child abuser and YouTube partnering influencer Ruby Frankie, Hildebrandt ran LifeStar Utah County, a franchise focused on treating sex and pornography addiction. Her methods, however, were far beyond therapy, as multiple former clients now claim she used fear and religious guilt to control families and break apart relationships. The Curious Case of Jody Hildebrandt is going to be released by Investigation Discovery here. I believe next Monday is when it comes out, because I went to check it out today, and it's still the, what were they on this last week? The funeral home folks, the Return to Nature. They're on there. It's a whole series now. The Curious Case Of started with The Curious Case of Natalia Grace, and now it's a series where every week they're focusing on pretty much the same folks we talk about right here. So it's worth a watch. I think they do a pretty good job with it. Anyway, it's on Investigation Discovery and Max. Male clients describe how she systematically alienated their wives, making them see their husbands as abusers or sinners. Adam Steed, one of Hildebrandt's former clients, had sought therapy alongside his wife to cope with childhood trauma, and instead of healing, he claims Hildebrandt influenced his wife to the point where she lost the ability to know for herself if something was right. She sought Jody's approval for everything, Adam recalled. It was like a drug of her or for her. Then Adam says his wife orchestrated a horrifying trap after months of Hildebrand's strict guidance, which prohibited physical affection between spouses, you know, like you do in couples therapy, tell them to get further apart. Adam's wife suddenly encouraged him to bathe their baby. While he was in the tub with the child, she entered the room in lingerie, acting flirtatiously. At first, Adam thought his wife was reconnecting with him, but when she saw his physical response, her demeanor changed. She looked at my private parts, disgusted, and just walked off, he said. Shortly after the incident, Adam's wife filed for divorce, sought protective orders against him, and took full custody of their children. She accused him of having inappropriate boundaries due to his own history of childhood sexual abuse. Quote, my biggest fear being a victim of sexual abuse was to be accused of being a sexual abuser, he said. Adam wasn't the only husband who lost everything under Hildebrand's guidance. Daniel Clote, another former client, described how his wife weaponized the therapist's teachings against him. After admitting to occasionally looking at pornography, Daniel sought help from Hildebrand alongside his wife. However, instead of helping them work through their differences, Hildebrand convinced his wife that his actions were equivalent to infidelity. Soon, Daniel was sleeping outside their marital bed, forbidden from entering their shared bedroom, except during specific time slots. If I didn't abide by these rules, she let me know that she was going to take the kids and leave, he said. Eventually, his wife accused him of sexual misconduct and left him, cutting him off from his children. Through tears, Daniel denied the allegations. I would never hurt my daughter, he said. While Hildebrand's controversial therapy practices destroyed marriages, her crimes went even further. In August of 23, she was arrested and charged with 6 counts of aggravated child abuse. Authorities discovered 2 of Frankie's children at her residence in horrific conditions, starved, beaten, and restrained with duct tape. One of the children, a 12-year-old boy, managed to escape and seek help from a neighbor. That, of course, led to the arrests of both Jody and Ruby. Hildebrand pled guilty to 4 counts of aggravated child abuse, and she was sentenced to 4 consecutive terms of 1 to 15 years in prison. February 24th, Frankie received a sentence of 4 to 60 years. The exact sentences will be determined by the Utah Board of Pardons and Parole. Frankie's estranged husband, Kevin, had not seen their children for over a year and was not charged with any crime. Prosecutors revealed disturbing details during her trial, including doorbell camera footage showing the emaciated 12-year-old boy shackled and covered in bruises, begging neighbors for help. The Curious Case of Jody Hildebrand is part of an investigation's discovery of the Curious Cases of Monday, 10-9 Central is looking like when it's going to be airing, and that would be Monday the 10th of February 2025. If you're watching this after, it's already out there, so go ahead and binge away on that. There's a lot to unpack with this way of thinking, and I want to talk about not just Jody, but I think other places where you get the same insanity fed to you over and over and over, and based on maybe not even what your initial beliefs are, but you start to kind of get indoctrinated into things. And I think it always takes a cult, but what are your thoughts on Jody here?
You know, the man-hating part is really striking to me, and it says a lot, which leads me to question what happened in her world that she is a man-hater. Because yeah. I don't think that is something that women naturally go for. You know, a lot of guys out there will go, oh, you know, most of you women, you know, you come at us. Well, some people do, and they do with good reason. But for the most part, no, that's not a typical thing. You don't typically try to turn other women against their spouses. That's a huge red flag. What's going on there? Why was she doing this?
Well, I think it, from what I've seen and I've read and I've listened to, especially with people who were part of like the counseling of connections or wherever she had been at in the past, a lot of people saying she's like obsessed with, and I'm not saying this in a way of like she's looking at it, although maybe she is, pornography. Obsessed with accusing men of being into pornography. Like if just You said you watched porn once, which I challenge almost any man to say that that has not happened at least at one point in your life, and honestly answer that. Like if you said even like the littlest amount, then she went into the raid of, oh my God, you're addicted to pornography and you're a danger to your family. And look how she allegedly set these people up, where she somehow convinced this guy's wife to dress like they're about to go have sex. And while he's cleaning giving the kid a bath, and then surprised when the man reacts, but then uses that against him. When she
it's like luring a you know, frightened little mouse into the lion's den.
Well, look, like if the person you're attracted to shows up and they're half naked, there are physical reactions that happen that are beyond one's control most of the time. It just is what that is. I mean, it's not like he was sitting there with his pants off and they started having sex in front of the kid. No, she just walked away. She got what she wanted of being twistedly validated in her thinking. Because I'm sure Jody said something like, watch, go do this. And if he gets turned on in that setting, that means he's violating the kid, which is not remotely what the hell that is. And these women believed it. And I'm not primarily because she focused on women is why I'm saying women. There weren't a lot of men necessarily at the program who weren't being abused by the women that were brainwashed by Jody Hildebrandt. But the thing is, you get into that way of thinking, you're convinced that this is the better way of doing life. If you're already at counseling, you're probably not happy with how things are at that moment in time. And it's a different way of thinking. And then she has ways of being cutting and conniving and convincing you that you have the power. You're in more power. This is the truth, as we heard yesterday in their little video rant of, I learned the truth. Truth, according to Jody Hildebrandt, which is basically, all men are evil and come to my cult. You have that. And people start believing it, and then they don't want to get out of it because they start to realize, I think subconsciously, the damage they've done to their own family. And that's a big one to try and walk back and comprehend without your mind exploding and go, oh my God, I can't believe I did this sort of damage to my family, the way I've been treating them, the way I've been hurting them with this twisted way of thinking. People a lot of times don't come out of that. They'll just go in denial, or they'll run away and they'll pretend that it didn't happen and just have as much distance from it as they possibly can, so they never have to feel the emotions for the consequences of their actions. And sometimes people just stay in that way of thinking because it's easier. And hopefully they hope that someone will, somehow go along with that at some point in time, and are often sorely surprised.
Needs to be a deprogramming and an admission that, I was duped. I was brainwashed. I was gaslit. I was all the things, and an active role in trying to reverse all of that. In a lot of these situations, I imagine you can't get your family back. The damage has been done, and all the best you can do is get the help you need so that this doesn't happen to you again. Undo what has been done within your brain so that you can carry on and have somewhat a normal life.
The reality is they don't see that. It's the people who are getting the therapy are the ones who are getting it because that person did not get correct help in therapy.
Yeah.
And that's where most of this goes. But my other point on this is I don't think it always takes a super cunning, manipulative single individual anymore to brainwash people and to make them get ingrained in their way of thinking on whatever topic they so choose. So if it's about your family, if it's about relationship, if it's about pornography, if it's about whatever it may be, there's a little thing called TikTok and Instagram Reels that just basically shove anything down your throat that it thinks you may be interested in. And it watches how long you're listening to this or that or watching this or that. And if it sees there's a trend going on that you may like some of these things, or they may speak to you, or you may just be curious about, it will keep feeding you those things. Very much like a cunning leader of a cult would keep feeding you those sort of things just to continue to validate what may have just been a curious thought one day and then becomes an ingrained belief, and you just keep getting it ingrained every day. I would argue more powerfully than a cult leader, because you're not always sitting there at the cult leader and they're feeding your brain, you know, 8 hours a day as you zone through your phone. I think that's just as dangerous, and I think creates people who essentially have the symptoms and present as if they were abused by a cult because they got way too in whatever they were getting into on TikTok or Instagram when it comes to that sort of those type of things, ways of thinking, where you can, you know, you want to believe something. There's people who will reinforce that 500 different ways, even if it's batshit crazy. You'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
You will find it. There is a group and there are plenty of people making videos reinforcing those beliefs for everyone. I mean, there's pro-narcissist groups out there. It's like there's all sorts of shit that is like, really? Really? And if you start, you slowly find yourself into that, there it is. I think that this could, you don't have to fall for necessarily a cult anymore. And I think a lot of people already have. I think there's a lot of people who have been indoctrinated into very unhealthy beliefs because of social media. And it's not like they're even directly interacting with anyone on there from the other side. It's just what's being fed.
Yeah, you can find anything you want on the web. It's a scary place. And it's, to me, it's really scary. Like you and I, we watched the internet blossom from a little tiny baby. There are people who are listening right now who are young enough that they don't recall a life where they didn't have the internet, where they didn't have social media, where they didn't have something akin to TikTok. It's fairly new.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. And I would argue it's not the internet. It's the manipulative mind-bending algorithms of TikTok, of Instagram, of Facebook, of things that basically learn what you want, and then it feeds it to you, whether it's good for you or not. And you just keep consuming. So, I mean, the internet's not the thing. I mean, yeah, you can find anything you want on the internet, but it's where it's spoon-fed to you in a place where you're also being spoon-fed other things. Look at this funny cat meme. Look at this. And you get those little good pieces in there intermixed with whatever unhealthy beliefs you have or have been fed to you. And now you now share that gets you riled up and nobody's there. There's no loving critic that can be there and say, hey, this isn't so great, because half the time you don't talk about it to other people because they might think you're crazy. I mean, that's a big red flag. If you're thinking like, hey, maybe people would think I'm crazy if I said this out loud, you might have a problem going on. But that's the crux of it is this, it's basically a brainwashing tool in a certain way. If you were to try and craft something of some way to manipulate people to do what you wanted. And in the case of Instagram and TikTok, I don't think they have like any sort of real big evil goal. I just think it's, they want you to keep watching their shit so money can be made. And they're going to feed you what is most likely for you to engage in so they can make monetary dollars off of it. And that will be whatever it happens to be that you're consuming. And that's, I mean, yeah, I can't think of anything better. If you wanted to brainwash somebody, do that. Put them in a room with a device and you can only feed them, you know, basically what you want them to believe. And you'll get a magical person at the end of that.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
So there you go. Jody Hildebrandt, Ruby Frankie, The Curious Case of, it'll be on Investigation Discovery on Monday and also streaming, I believe, the next day on HBO Max.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.